The fourth aliyah of Parshas Bo begins with Moshe saying, Ko amar Hashem, kachatzos halayla, ani yotze besoch Mitzrayim. I will go out among the Mitzrayim approximately at midnight, at around midnight. And the Gemara understands that even though he is conveying a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu here, nonetheless he uses a approximate language, and it's always appropriate to speak in a uncertain way, so to speak, to say Eini Yodea, so that one should not be accused of lying if there's any perception of inaccuracy. So that seems to be good advice in general. As the Sefer Somderech points out, there is an additional theme here, that you see the power of sheker and false accusations of sheker, that here everything else has come true. This is already the 10th Makkah, and if it turns out that it happens at 11:58 or 12:02, so then they're going to seize on that and call him a liar. You see how insincere such accusations would be, and nonetheless, there is still the real risk that that would happen. This also reflects in general when people are trying to deflect and don't necessarily have a genuine response, so they accuse others of being liars, even though they focus on details which aren't even relevant to the message at all, and it just shows it's a ad hominem attack and doesn't have any actual substance to it. Yet nonetheless, this is what we often find, that accusations of lying are easily thrown around in a way to try to defuse that which is a genuine criticism. The language of Ani Yotze Besoch Mitzrayim, I am going out, it sounds like in the middle of Mitzrayim. The Zayim Torah notes that it says Yotze and not Nichnas, which would seem to be the more grammatically appropriate word, and he suggests that it's not respectful to attach HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to the death of the Bechorim through his coming, but rather the idea is that his leaving should be considered to be a siluk of the Shechina, a removal of the Divine Presence, and that's a more respectful way of referring to what's happening. So, regarding this Makkah of the firstborn, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Vav, Ahaisa Tza'aka Gedola B'chalaretz Mitzrayim, Asher Kamohu Lo Niyasa, Kamohu Lo Sosif. There will be terrible screaming, such a degree that there never has been before or will be since. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that the point here is that Paro should feel the loss of his son so that he knows what he's doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's son, so to speak, you know, that God refers to the Jewish people as B'nai Bechori. So as a consequence for what Paro is doing to God's Bechor, he should know that kind of pain regarding his own Bechor. In Parak Yud Beis here, we have the first official mitzvah to Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshi Hashanah. So here, this idea, this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, this reflects themes that are relevant specifically to the freedom from slavery, as the Sforno notes, a theme that Rav Soloveitchik developed much later, that a slave has no control over his time. And therefore, the idea of becoming free is that one does have the ability to make decisions about his time. So this notion of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, that time is going to be yours symbolically, that represents the idea of freedom. The Avnei Nezer also commented that this mitzvah specifically is one that lets the Jews control nature and decide when a yontif is going to be based on how the calendar is going to be set. And this represents the fact that the Exodus required supernatural, miraculous intervention and imposing control on nature, so we find that theme as well. In the Psikta, there is a drasha on this language of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, HaChidesh HaZeh Lachem, this renewal is yours. And Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch has a long drasha about this, where he understands that the concept of Chodesh really does mean renewal, and Rosh Chodesh is the beginning of this renewal. And the idea of Kiddush Al-Pi HaRiyah, of sanctifying the month based on this renewal, is about coming back to Hashem at the time of the moon's renewal. So when we don't have the idea of Kiddush Al-Pi HaRiyah, we are missing something very significant. And therefore, he writes that the idea of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, which has so often been questioned in this generation, is a crucially important theme because it's meant to help commemorate this whole process of connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the process of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Piriyah, and therefore, especially in Galus, the idea of adding an extra day of Yontif is meant to commemorate just how much we are losing by not having that process continuing to function. The Adonizer also commented that the Torah is the only really living thing, and therefore it should be measured by Hischadrus, by the symbol of the moon. And he suggests that that's also pshat on the first Rashi that says that God created the world, and therefore he can decide who gets to live where, and he can give Israel to the Jewish people. But one might object that, okay, maybe he did give it, but now it's no longer theirs anymore, maybe it's been lost. So the idea is reflected here that Hashem can continuously decide who gets to live in Israel, because he continues to renew the world. And we find that the notion of the moon getting bigger is considered to be a symbol of growth and inspiration, and that's why there is a practice that is recommended that when one picks a wedding date, if all other things are equal, then it should be during the second half of the month when the moon is getting bigger, and then it's supposed to be a symbol of growth and positivity. And the notion of Nisan, specifically, Moshe Feinstein has a comment in the Darish Moshe that it's not enough to believe in creation. We also have to believe in the continuing Hanhagas HaOlam, the continuing running of the world through miracles. And therefore, Nisan represents that, and represents also the fact that the world needs Torah, and that Torah exists only through preparation, and this is also the part of the preparation time. And this reflects Hashem's continued involvement in the world. And we have a notion that's also derived from here, that Kiddush requires Yetzias Mitzrayim, a mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim in its recitation. And despite the fact that that is a requirement, it seems to be a requirement in HaTorah, nonetheless, it's not clear that it disqualifies the Kiddush if one does not recite Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham was of the opinion, others disagreed, the Menachos Chinuch has a discussion about this, but the Magen Avraham was of the opinion that one can be Yotzei Kiddush Friday night in Shul just with the davening, even though there isn't a recitation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if this is a Din Min HaTorah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's surprising that it's not Ma'akev, it's surprising that it's not crucial to the fulfillment of the Kiddush. Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion about this in one of his Svarim, where he suggests that maybe it's not a din in Kiddush, maybe it's a din in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim should specifically take this opportunity, and therefore failing to do so is a deficiency in the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but not necessarily one that would disqualify the mitzvah of Kiddush. Rav Yonatan Sachs, in one of his Svarim, has a different understanding that it's essentially an extension of the same idea of Kiddush, and therefore it's not a separate concept that could invalidate Kiddush if it's missing, because the idea is that Kiddush is about creation of the world, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is to emphasize that God's involvement continues even beyond creation, and therefore, when we note God's creation, we also want to emphasize that it's not something that was just there at the beginning of history and then stopped, but rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu continues to be involved in the running of the world. In the Yalkut Shimoni, there's an emphasis here on the fact that the Jewish people count from the moon and the nations of the world don't. And this has perhaps the symbolism that we've noted so far in the Sefer Ol Moshe. He also notes that the moon has a symbolism of being that which receives, as we see in Gemaras, that just like the moon receives light from the sun, so too, to emphasize the moon as a symbol is to emphasize the special quality of being a Mekabel. So following this, we find the Karban Pesach, and Pasuk Gimel tells us that Dabru al Kaladas Yisrael Lemor Besor Lachodesh Hazad VeYichu Lahem Ish Selavays Avo Selabayis. Everyone should take a lamb per family and per household. And Vilyashiv, in his comments, emphasized that the first step in the Geula is to rebuild the Jewish family. And the next pasuk mentions that if the family is not enough, so then you should also involve neighbors in order to be able to make use of the whole lamb. And the pasuk uses the phrase here, Ushcheino HaKarov, the neighbor who is close. And the Yalkut has a comment here discussing what's closer. Do we say a neighbor next door? Let's say a neighbor in the building upstairs is even closer than that, and says ultimately that karuv kodem, that those who are closer are even better. So in the same building is prioritized. And Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his comments, notes that the closer somebody is physically, the greater proximity they have, the more you interact with them, and therefore the more important it is to make sure that they are a good influence. And that is also a part of the message here, and one of the major themes. So as the Aliyah continues, we read also about the other mitzvos and dinim of Pesach, including the fact that the idea of chipazon is here, that the eating takes place to reflect that there was a hurried exit from Egypt. And the Beis HaLevi has a comment over here where he notes that matzah was always part of the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should have that mitzvah, and that we think about it backwards when we think that the matzah didn't have a chance to bake, so therefore we eat matzah to remember the chipazon of the Exodus. Actually, the other way around, that the chipazon was orchestrated so that we would be able to incorporate matzah as symbolic of it, and matzah was always a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And we find here also that regarding the mitzvah of matzah, so the Pasuk Tesvav tells us, Shivas Yame Matzah Stochelu, that we should eat matzah for 7 days. The Vilna Gaon and the Chasam Sofer understood here that even though the obligation of matzah on Pesach is only the first night of Pesach, but that there is a mitzvah, kiyumis, there is a mitzvah to be fulfilled from having matzah throughout all of Pesach. The Aruch HaShulchan understands this to be an example of something that is the Ratzon HaTorah, that it's the desire of the Torah, even if it's not a specific commandment. There is a remez here, the Chasam Sofer notes, regarding the concept of Bal Yimotze, that we have a prohibition of having chametz in our possession over Pesach, and there is a discussion in the Rishonim why that is, that if the idea is that we're not supposed to eat chametz, so why should it be prohibited to own the chametz? So the Ran understands that this is essentially what we would call a siag min haTorah, a safeguard on the Torah level, to keep us from eating chametz so we don't even have any in the first place. But one might ask that we don't find this by other prohibited foods. We don't find the prohibition to own chazer, to have chazer in the house. So as he and others note, there are two reasons why there's a greater severity to chametz. One is psychological, that we're not trained to abstain from it, because 51 weeks a year we eat the chametz, so we may forget that there's an issue, while food that's prohibited all year round, like chazer, so we're not likely to forget and to come to eat it accidentally. And a concern coming from a different direction, simply that the aveira is much more severe. So when it comes to chametz, there's a prohibition of kareis as opposed to a simple lab that's associated with eating chazer. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that this is all conveyed to us in this pasuk, because the language of the pasuk here is ach biyom harishon tashbisu sormi bateichem, that we should get rid of the chametz in our house. It's a whole discussion in the Achronim to what extent the affirmative commandment of tashbisu is connected specifically to the prohibitions of Bayura Bayimatze, but one way or another, so there's a reference to not having chametz. So why is that? So the pasuk continues, Ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrasa hanefesh ahimi Yisrael. Whoever eats chametz is going to be subject to kareis, miyom harishon ad yom hashvi. So he notes that the two factors are included here, the fact that there's a kareis associated with the chametz, and also that the prohibition only applies for this 1 week a year, miyom harishon ad yom hashvi, and therefore maybe that's a reference to these two ideas that create the unique severity of chametz and a prohibition to own it. We also find in Pasuk Yitzayin here the commandment of Ushmartem as Hamatzos, Ki Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, Hotzeisi Etzivoseichem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Ushmartem Sebazel Etzivoseichem Chukas Olam. So the idea of Ushmartem as Hamatzos, Chazal have a drasha that we have to be careful to get to a mitzvah quickly, one of the many different phrases that we find in Shas to that effect. Here the idea is, Ein machmisen es ha-mitzvos, we can't let the mitzvos become chametz. And Rav Futner has a drush about this in the Sefer Pachar Yitzchak on Pesach, where he explains that this is also a part of the idea that we mentioned earlier, that the free person, as opposed to an eved, has control over time, so therefore he has to really exert his control over time as much as possible, and not let time control him, not let time get away from him, so to speak, that's what chametz represents, and make sure to fulfill mitzvos at the earliest possible opportunity. Rav Goldwicht of Kerbi Avno also noted there's a theme of Ritzifus here, the idea that there needs to be consistency, and watching the matzah is also reflective of that as well. In Pasuk Yates, here we have the actual prohibition of Bal Yimatzei Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimatzei Vateichem, so that could be understood as a safeguard so that we shouldn't come to eat chametz, as we noted in the name of the Ran. And that may also be related to the next pasuk, because pasuk Chaf, as the Aliyah ends, tells us, that we shouldn't eat anything that has any part of chametz in it, anything that has a mixture of chametz in it. So that may also possibly be a siag min haTorah, because there we find the machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the beginning of the third parak of Psachim, whether there is a prohibition of Bal Yimatzei regarding this specific halacha. So do we combine Kol Machmetzes with Bal Yimatzei? And Rabbeinu Tam says that we don't. And it could be that maybe what he's getting at is he sees it as somehow a combination of two safeguards. And even though we normally assume that the rule of Ein Gozerin Gezeira LeGezeira is a rule that applies to rabbinic safeguards, that we don't combine two rabbinic rules, there is a suggestion in the Prima Gaudium in one place that this applies even to Torah laws if those laws are characterized as protective in nature, as a siag min haTorah. So that was a quite surprising idea, and Rav Yosef Engel took great issue with this. Rav Yosef Engel himself popularized the idea of there being a siag min haTorah in an essay in his Sefer Lekach Tov, but he thought that this was too surprising to say that the concept of Ein Gozerin Gezeira LeGezeira should apply to Torah Gezeiras as well. So it's possible to suggest that maybe a source for that idea is this position of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbeinu Tam writes that there should be no prohibition of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzei applied to that kind of chametz that's only prohibited by the command of Kol Machmetzes. And he argues with Rashi on that point. And it sounds like what he might be getting at is that both of them are really there to protect us from eating actual chametz. And if that's the case, each one is a safeguard. And maybe it doesn't make sense to combine two safeguards. And perhaps this is a source for that idea.